So one down, two runners in scoring position. Rafters have already given up one off of a RBI single from Kyle West. Now it delivers a ball inside 1-0. Now it kicks and fires down low again, once again, for a strike, 1-1. Bouncy house is on the left field behind. It looks like the concert area, so 1-1 popped up on the backside in foul territory. And luckily, that ball went into an empty seat. Somebody goes and grabs that ball, and everybody's cheering as well, because it's always a sight for fans when the 1-2 swing and a miss outside for strike number three and out number two. Josh Howitt, well, he's relied on his pitching here. Back-to-back strikeouts. Now the left fielder is due up. He lined out in his last at-bat and was hit by pitch in his first. George Walco, the incoming freshman, so he hasn't even played collegiate ball yet. He'll be attending University of South Carolina as Howitt fires a bouncer over to the first baseman in Sheeler. Sheeler tags him out at first. So nobody can get home. And the Rafters trail, though, 4-1 as we head to the top of the sixth inning here on WFHR.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
We return to the top of the sixth inning. So Conniff, Broussard, and Basir are up to bat as Chris Conniff is down on the count 0-1. The left-hander sits the bat on his shoulder and fires a ball, a line drive that goes in between second and third. Conniff rounding first, heading for second. The throw from Walco is not in time, and a leadoff double here on the top of the sixth for the Rafters. Well, that's what you need if you're Wisconsin Rapids to get the bats going. The third hit for the Rafters belongs to Conniff. So now up is the shortstop, Garrett Broussard. who struck out swinging in his last at-bat and popped up in his one before. So batting a 125 in his second summer for the Rafters. So Conniff leads off at second. Walker glances over and delivers. Broussard drives one on the third baseline in foul territory. That goes near one of the bouncy houses, so perhaps one of the kids can bring home a souvenir. So no balls and a strike. The Wagner College product leads it off with a double as Broussard steps in. Walker glances at second, fires the 0-1 up and out of the zone for a ball, 1-1. So can the Rafters cash in on a great start here in the top of the sixth? They've been out hit 5-3, and they still trail 4-1. Grayson Walker, the fire inside of the zone for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Grayson Walker, the Dickinson product, kicks and delivers the 1-2. Broussard drives one that into the left fielder of Walco. So Broussard at first, Walco at third, and here come the Rafters. No outs. And that's their fourth hit of the game for them. And a base hit. So Jack Basir, who grounded out in his last two at-bats, and Chris Kreplin, the manager for the Rockers, wanting to have a word with Grayson Walker. The entire infield for the Rockers is on the mound right now. Grayson Walker, his day looks to be done. So Walker's day is done, and a guy that acquired two strikeouts, but he relied a lot on his infield, and there's a lot of pop-ups for the Rafters that made Walker's job easier. So Kirk Schreider calling Broussard and Conniff over to the dugout. So stepping onto the mound for the Rockers, I don't have confirmation on who it is yet, but how about that? Rafters down 4-1. Chris Conniff here in the top of the sixth gets a leadoff double, and then Garrett Broussard follows it up with a single. So the Rafters have been out hit 5-4, and now stepping in is Tatsuya Yamoto out of Kangawa, Japan, plays for Long Island University in Brooklyn. So the international is called for the Rafters. He has a wicked fastball as he's warming up now. He can throw a lot of heat. So it's going to be interesting to see the Japan native. Umoto, so Uemoto. So Uemoto will be called upon to get the Rafters and hold the Rafters, I should say, because the Rockers, well, they're on the verge of allowing one, possibly two runs, or it could be more. We're going to find out. Rafters, top of the six. Here we go. This brings up now Jack Basir, a Pepperdine product who's at 7 RBIs this season. Can he get going? Can he do it? Can he get the runs starting to score for the Rafters? They're down 3. They need runs. And Jack Basir, a guy that's called upon to do it here. Batting at 250, 7 RBIs, and the Pepperdine product will face Uemoto. Uemoto sets, delivers a ball, 1-0. Garrett Broussard at first. Chris Conniff, the Wagner College product, leads off at third. Uemoto will come set, and the Japan native delivers the 1-0. Fastball up out of the zone for the second ball, 2-0. Raptors can get a rally here. They can get themselves right back in this game. This is a massive inning here in the top of the six. They trail 4-1. The 2-0 across the plate, 4-strike, 2-1. Uemoto wearing the number 10 jersey for Green Bay. Uemoto, the kick, the fire, the swing and the drive, back towards the right side. Coming under it is a center fielder who's not able to make the catch, and Zukowski getting home is Conniff. One run scores, rounding second, heading for third, sliding into third. In time is Garrett Broussard, and Basir gets to second. So how about that? An RBI, that's the eighth RBI for Jack Basir. And now the Raptors trail within two. That's their fifth hit of the game and their third hit of the inning. And there's no outs. So two runners in scoring position. Jack Basir stands at second. Garrett Broussard at third. Now this is called upon Danny Sheeler. Sheeler, who popped out on his last at-bat and struck out swinging in the one before as he sees a strike across the plate. Uemoto ahead in the count, 0-1. But no outs, though. Wisconsin Rapids on the verge of tying this one up. Two runners in scoring position. No outs. Uemoto sets, delivers the 0-1 up and out of the zone for a ball, 1-1. Look, if the Raptors can get another run, they're really going to force Green Bay. If they can get two runs, they'll find themselves tied up. The 1-1. Sheeler foul tips one on the backside. The offensive side of the ball has really struggled up until this inning, where it's been three hits, three straight at-bats. There's no outs. Sheeler playing first base today, batting a 143. Coming set is Uemoto. He fires outside for a ball, 2-2. Well, if the Raptors can get another person on base and Danny Sheeler, that's really going to cause some issues. As the 2-2 up and away for a ball. So full count, no outs for Danny Sheeler out of Salisbury University. And Towson, Maryland native Uemoto likes the pitch. He will set and fire. Sheeler fouls on the backside. So three straight at-bats, two doubles, and a single for Wisconsin Rapids. This is big for them. They trail 4-2, but they're really putting the pressure on. Uemoto kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Sheeler went after it upstairs. Unfortunate. So one down for Green Bay, but the Raptors are still okay. As this brings up Kyle Carlson. And Kyle Carlson is a guy that can really get some people home. He's had six RBIs already this season, batting a 323. Out of the Division III program in Piedmont, the Marietta, Georgia native digs in and sees a breaking ball down low for a strike, 0-1. This would be a shame if the Raptors can only get a run, because with no outs, two runners in scoring position, They have to get more. Carlson drives one into the third base line. Does it stay fair and just pulls foul? Nearly. That was on the line. That nearly was fair as Walco came after it. He wasn't going to get there. If that ball stayed fair, no doubt about it, the Raptors are going to get two runs. Carlson made great contact. Excellent contact. Just wasn't able to see that ball stay fair. So 0-2 now with one out. A foot away, if that. That was right on the line. The one out here. Uemoto sets the 0-2 down in the dirt. That goes behind Cardenas. Heading home and sliding safe is Broussard. So now it's 4-3. Here come the Raptors once again. A wild pitch turns out to be successful for the Raptors. Broussard gets home. Advancing to third is Basir. Basir 90 feet away from tying this one up at 4. 1-2 count. Uemoto kicks and serves. In the dirt once again, that bounces as Cardenas had to play kind of a goalie there. That went behind him, surely enough. Basir would have gotten home. A 2-2 count with one down. Jack Basir, the Pepperdine product, stands at third. And Uemoto delivers down in the dirt once again, 3-2. The bats have started to come alive here on the top of the six for the Raptors. They've gotten three hits and two runs. It's a one-run ball game. One out. A lot riding on this inning. You feel that this has been the biggest inning in the game and surely has for the team in red. The 3-2 up and out of the zone for ball number four. Carlson will take first. Basir remains at third. And only one down. This brings up Logan Hugo batting seventh in the order. It was flown out and grounded out. Hugo and Jensen, they have struggled for the Raptors on the offensive side of things. Hugo batting at 172. As a curveball outside for a strike, though, 0-1. Huge inning. Massive. For a team that's wearing the cranberry tops. The 0-1 from Uemoto, and Hugo swings at it down low. 0-2. Orlando Rodriguez clapping. Hugo saying, it's okay. We're here. It's one out. Hugo, the Eastern Michigan product out of Essexville, Michigan. The 0-2. Strike three. But Carlson will take second. So two down. Hugo just shaking his head in disapproval. Didn't agree with that. Frustrated at himself. So now Levi Jensen popped out and walked in his two at-bats. Raptors two runs in the top of the six here. A 4-3 game. Each team with five hits. Jensen, the check swing, and did he go? First base umpire said he did not. So he's ahead in the count 1-0. Yeah, he's batted a 115. But a reliable catcher out of North Alabama. And he's a Wisconsin native. He's from Luck, Wisconsin. Went to Luck High School. We need him to be lucky right now. The 1-0. Down low once again, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Uemoto kicks and fires across the plate, but that's inside for the third ball. So 3-0 now. Two down here as Cardenas and Grayson Walker. Excuse me, Cardenas and Uemoto at the mound. So pitching coach coming out for the Rockers. Uemoto's day done, or is it just, hey, we need to have you calm down a bit? And it surely seems like it was just to have him calm down just a little. So, 3 balls and no strikes. 1 out. The 3-0. Down in the dirt. As Jensen sees ball number 4. So Jensen will take first. Getting to second. Staying at second is Carlson. So base is juiced here with 2 outs. Brandon Rogers is due up. Batting at 200. And a guy that's already gotten a hit today. Is it in store this time? 2 down. Down low. For a ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 from Uemoto is away. So here we go. If Rogers can stay at this plate and be plate disciplined here, because he already is 2-0, have good plate discipline. The tying run is on third. It's 90 feet away. It's 2 outs. The 2-0. Foul tipped on the backside. 2-1. Two outs. 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1. Down low and away, an ankle high ball. So 3-1 with 2 outs. Each team with 5 hits. The Raptors have had 2 in this inning. They're down 4-3, but Brandon Rogers faces a 3-1. Swinging a line drive through center field. Getting home is Basir. Rounding third is Carlson, and the Raptors take the lead. Here in the top of the 6th. First time they've had it since the top of the 1st, and now they're up 5-4. An RBI for Brandon Rogers. 4 runs in the top of the 6th. Raptors in front 5-4. Place has gone quiet. How about that from Brandon Rogers? Jensen on second, Brandon Rogers on first, and everybody on the Wisconsin Rapids dugout excited. Kirk Schreider having a talking to with Conniff and Colin Gallison over. So we return to the top of the order, but how about that? The Wisconsin Rapids Raptors down 4-1 to start this inning. 4 runs in the top of the 6th here. They've had 4 hits as well. So 4 hits, 4 runs, and now they have a chance to add to their lead. Man, this team, resilient, relentless. They're just not done. Brandon Rogers, the Chicago, Illinois native, coming up big with a 3-1 count, just drops one in to center field. So Uemoto's day is done. And now this brings up Jet Thilk. Thilk, excuse me. Who stands at 6'7 as well. Out of Belmont University in the junior from Suimico, Wisconsin. So Thilk, the right-hander, got a big arm. Brandon Rogers. When called upon, when needed, he delivers. Top of the six, Rafters in front. We return to the top of the order with Anthony Gallison. There's two down for the Rockers. A massive inning for Wisconsin Rapids. So Anthony Gallison will take the plate now. Jensen on second, Rogers on first. Two down. First pitch on the way, swinging a popped up ball into shallow right. Running under it and making the catch with ease is Brady Miguel. But the Rafters get four runs as we head to the bottom of the six. Rafters 5, Rockers 4. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 43. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs around 80. Lows level off around 55 tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Upper 70s, Saturday, upper 60s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 74.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the six we go. Rafters 5, Rockers 4. As if the Rafters can just hold here and rely on their defense. You know, bottom of the six, given they have Rockers have four more at bats, but what a comeback here as how it sets in on AJ Anzai and delivers a ball 1-0. Anzai had the three-run shot and also struck out looking in his two plate appearances. So the 1-0 down in the dirt, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Rafters have out-hit the Rockers 6-5. It was a four-hit inning and a four-run inning as a shallow ground ball over to Howard, who underhands it to first to Sheeler for the first out. So one down here, Rafters two away. How about it? You know, just on a day where they were down 4-1 and there wasn't a lot of energy, and it came in the top of the sixth inning. Chris Conniff started it off with a leadoff double. Broussard came in with a single, and then Jack Basir got a double as well. So that put a run scored for Conniff when it was 4-2, as Cardenas sets in and is ahead in the count 1-0. And then Carlson walked in that inning. It was 4-2, and then it became 4-3 off of a wild pitch where Broussard got home. So it was 4-3, and then Brandon Rodgers just drove a ball into center to get two runs scored on a two-run RBI as two balls and a strike here for Cardenas. But it was those timely hitting, those timely hits that, you know, we talked about before on the broadcast. The 2-1. How it delivers inside. 3-1. Three balls and a strike with one out. How it sets in, kicks, fires a 3-1, swing and a miss down low. 3-2. Full count here. One out. The 3-2 from Howitt. Upstairs. Strike three. Boos around Green Bay and boos around Capital Credit Union. Cardenas disagrees with it. As the umpire having word, that looked like for a sec that was going to be ball number four. And to be honest, I thought that was going to be a ball number four. A late call from the head umpire. So that favors the Raptors, though. Two down. So Anzai grounds out. Cardenas strikes out looking. And now this brings up Andrew Harris. Howitt, a slider right across the plate, 0-1. Harris batting a .233, six RBIs. And this is a guy you can't take lightly because the 0-1. Strike number two across the plate, 0-2. The Raptors able to go three up and three down. They have two down here. Now it kicks and serves way high. That was over the head of Jensen. That went actually over the umpire as well. A wild pitch, 1-2. But the Raptors lead, though. They're up 5-4. That's the important thing. Two outs here. The 1-2. Swinging a popped up ball on the third base line. Running after it is Carlson, but that goes on the main concourse in foul territory. So, count stays at 1-2. Josh Howitt, the Encino, California native, fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Raptors go three up and three down. They retire the side as we head to the top of the seventh. Raptors 5, Rockers 4.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
If you've sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
the top of the seventh we go. Raptors 5, Rockers 4, as Thielk sets in and fires a strike on one. So Chris Conniff, the man that started the rally in the bottom, in the top of the six for the Raptors, is up. The 0-1 down low for a ball, 1-1. Stadium has just got a little bit quieter. When the Raptors were making their rally, they've out-hit the Rockers 6-5. As Conniff drives one into center field, and he continues his hot start once again. Conniff takes first. How about it? Chris Conniff has just been exceptional. 3 of 3 today. And a walk. What about it? Pierre Broussard is up. Perhaps another rally's going. Chris Conniff, just a guy that you can rely on, is down low for a ball, 1-0. The Wagner College product. Man, oh man. Excited to have him in Wisconsin Rapids. That's an understatement. As the 1-0 down for a strike, 1-1. Thielk pickoff attempt at first. Conniff slides safe. So Thielk will come set on Garrett Broussard. The 1-1. Broussard down low as a breaking ball came in the dirt. 2-1. Raptors have won 3 in a row. This would just be an unbelievable win. The 2-1, swinging a ground ball over to second as Miguel steps on second to throw to first, and a double play. Brady Miguel. Excellent play. Got to tip your hat to him. Fielded the ball, stepped on second. The throw over to first was just right on the money. So, 2 down for the Raptors. As the Rockers are one away, as Jack Basir, who got a double, as Basir flies one into left, running back towards it and not making the catch is Walco, so Basir will take second. Lost it out there because that looked like Walco had a first sec and then it went in and out of his glove. So Basir is at second. How about that from Jack Basir? Back-to-back doubles from the man out of Pleasanton, California. So Danny Sheeler will step in. Basir has been unbelievable. Wow. Sheeler. The left-hander on Thielk. Curveball right across the plate, 0-1. Raptors have 8 hits now to the 5 of the Rockers. Remind you, the Rockers were leading on hits at 5-2 at one point. 6 straight hits for the Raptors. 4 straight runs. The 0-1, Sheeler pulls a ball into the left field side in foul territory, 0-2. It's just been unbelievable. Has just been remarkable, this team. They've had 3 wins. You felt when they were down 4-1, we're like, okay, maybe their 3 wins were just as Sheeler, he's the ball upstairs, but maybe their streak was coming to an end. You know, maybe the 3 wins was good, but they're going to get back down to earth with another loss. But right now, they lead 5-4. They put themselves right back in this game. If they can hold the Rockers on the offensive side for them, they will win this game. Again, there's 3 more innings to go. There's a lot of baseball left, but the 1-2. And Sheeler went out of it early as he walked away because The umpire had to make a correction to the scoreboard. It's two balls and two strikes now. So Basir's at second. Perhaps can Danny Sheeler get an RBI here or a base hit? Two outs. Sheeler, the left-hander on Thielk, who digs in. The 2-2 backed up on the right side in foul territory. Stays here at two apiece. I mean, other than that three-run shot for the Rockers, the Rafters have played better. I mean, they just simply have today. It's just, you know, it was that 2-2 inside pitch that A.J. Anzai delivered in the right field. So 2-2 comes outside for a ball 3-2. Boos around Capital Credit Union Park. Full count here with two outs. The payoff. And Sheeler pops one up on the backside. Stays at 3-2. So Carlson is due up next. Three balls and two strikes. Rafters have Basir on. Thielk will set and fire. Swing and a miss. Sheeler just a little bit late for strike three and out number three. But the Rafters still lead 5-4 as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisors are Sharon Zeman, Guy Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold. For questions about current investments, retirement, or end-of-life issues, contact your local Edward Jones advisor today. You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
To the bottom of the seventh we go here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Joey Fear with you, and let me tell you, the Rafters are still in front 5-4. It has just been a remarkable comeback so far, but that is still to be questioned if the Rockers are able to win this game, because there's a lot of ball left to be played here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Alec Burnett will step in out of Wagner College, and the redshirt junior, who's already had one game this season for the Rafters, an inning pitched and two strikeouts. So he'll face at the top of the order with Brady Miguel. So Burnett, bring the number 55 as he throws a strike, 1-1. A ball and a strike. So Burnett, in his first summer here with the Rafters, has the 1-1 down low for a strike, 1-2. But he He played with the Raptors. Well, excuse me. His second summer with the Raptors. He played with the Raptors 21 games last season. Had a 2-0 record, 3 saves in 26 innings pitched with 40 strikeouts. The 1-2. Check swing and Miguel, did he go? Did not. Stays at 2 apiece. Gallison started things off in the top of the first where he was able to cross home plate off of an error from the first baseman, Matthews, where Jack Passier hit a ground ball over there. So Gallison was able to get home as a swing and a ground ball into the glove, reaching out to his left and flipping it with his underhand is Alec Burnett right at first for the first out. But, yeah, so Gallison was able to get home in the top of the first, and then in the bottom of the second, a 3-run shot from A.J. Anzai that really lit this place up with a 3-1 lead at that point. So then, from there, it was scoreless for 2 innings, and then in the bottom of the fifth, Kyle West was able to get an RBI, and Miguel got home, and it made it 4-1 as Kyler Zukowski's due up. Burnett throws it in the dirt, 1-0. So it's 4-1, and then that moment, it was like, well, are the Raptors going to come back? Are they going to get a run? Because they only had 2 hits, but top of the six was just unbelievable. The 1-0 down low. 4-ball, 2-0. The top of the six, it was just unbelievable because Conniff started off with a double, and then Broussard came up with a single. So then Jack Passier got an RBI double, made it 4-2 as Burnett sets, kicks, and fires a 2-0. The check swing, and Zukowski did fully come across, making it a 2-1. So then from there, it was 4-3 because Conniff got home, and then the 2-1 serve right across the plate for a strike. But then Uemoto, the pitcher for the Rockers, threw a wild pitch. Broussard came home from third, made it 4-3. So then from there, it was like, okay, are the Raptors, are they going to continue? Well, yes, they did. Brandon Rogers drove a ball to the center field, and then 2 runs scored. Swing and a miss, strike number 3. Burnett, how about his start? 2 down here for the Raptors in the bottom of the 7th. So this brings up Kyle West. Kyle West. So Kyle West, the guy that out of the University of Charleston, 2 down here for the Raptors. Burnett gets a ground out, and then strikes out, fires, swing and a miss, West. Caught it a bit late, 0-1. And Kyle West, yeah, responsible for an RBI single today, which allowed the Rockers to get their 4th run. But that rally in the top of the 6th, 0-1, popped up on the backside in foul territory, 0-2. With 2 outs. Burnett will come set. West, the left-hander, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 3 straight strikes. And the Raptors go 3 up and 3 down as we head to the top of the 8th inning here on WFHR.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station. If you talk, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations to let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You
can do it if you try. Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Joey Fear with you, and the Rafters still lead 5-4 as Kyle Carlson is due up. Bjelk will come set and fire. Carlson the check swing and fully came across. So Jet Bjelk out of Belmont University in Nashville and a Wisconsin native. Carlson, the 0-1. Foul tips and popped on the right side. Oh and 2. Bjelk will come set. Kicks and delivers the 0-2. Carlson, a pop-up ball right into the pitcher of Bjelk, who's not able to field it, not able to make the catch. Carlson's at first. Massive there for the Rafters. Carlson, off of an error for the Rockers, will take first. It would seem like a routine catch. Bjelk lost it in the light. And Kyle's on first. So now, Logan Hugo, the right-hander, is due up. Hugo struck out looking, grounded out, and flew out today as swinging a drive through the second base gap. Rounding second and stopping at the bag is Carlson. Hugo's on first, and two runners on here with no outs. Can the Rafters get another rally going, perhaps extending their lead? How about Logan Hugo getting his first hit of the game?
Make sure to come out and check him out. Everyone is invited again.
So now this brings up Levi Jensen. Rafters have had 9 hits, 7 straight hits. I belong from the team from Central Wisconsin. Jensen bunts, pops back out as coming and make the catch is Cardenas. Took off his mask, turned around, and made a catch over the shoulder for the first out. Unlucky pop-up bunt from Jensen. So one down here for the Rockers, but this brings up Brandon Rogers, who had an RBI, a two-run RBI, I should say, on his last at-bat. So at first is Hugo, leading off at second is Carlson. Rogers ducks away from the ball because it comes in way inside 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Bjelk delivers, swing and a miss. Rogers just a little bit late. 1-1. So two errors for the Rockers. The Rafters, no errors. They played error-free baseball right now. Error is something that plagued them early on. The 1-1, down and away for a ball, 2-1. Lights have fully turned on here. The sun has basically fully set. There's one down. Bjelk sets, delivers a bunt right on the first base line. Rogers getting after it, and he slides safe. Runners advance, and bases are loaded with one out. What a perfectly executed bunt from Brandon Rogers. And now we return to the top of the order with Anthony Gallison. Base is juiced. One out. Rafters on the verge of extending their lead. Anthony Gallison, the first Rafter to cross home plate today, is up. Check swing, and he did go, came fully across 0-1. So Rogers is at first, Hugo at second, and Kyle Carlson is at third. 10-5, Rafters in favor. The 0-1 from Thielk, and right across the plate, 0-2. One down, though, and Chris Conniff is up next. A guy that's been red hot, 3-for-4 today. So another run. Can it come true for Wisconsin Rapids? Yo, 2. That goes up. Gallison backs away. That went right near his face. Fortunate that didn't hit him for both sides. The 1-2. Anthony Gallison just arrived today. To set the windup. The 1-2 driven out. High fly ball that goes into center field. Getting home is Carlson. Two runners are coming after. Logan Hugo gets home. Brandon Rogers gets home. And the Rafters and Carlson. Wow. Gallison to third. Rafters have blown this open 8-4. Gallison at third. And Anthony Gallison, welcome to Wisconsin Rapids. How about that from the Rafters? 3 runs here on the top of the 8th. They're up 8-4. And Chris Conniff is due up. Rafters have blown this open. As a ball across the plate. 1-0. They were down 4-1. It's 7 unanswered runs. 9 unanswered hits. The 1-0. 4 strike, 1-1. But how about it? This team is starting to find themselves, find their own. The 1-1. Conniff swinging a drive into center field. That goes into the glove of Zukowski. Not before the Rafters get 3 runs as we head to the bottom of the 8th. Rafters 8, Rockers 4.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't. Because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself. And I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, excuse me. We return to the bottom of the 8th. It is 9-4. It was able to get home with Gallison off of a pop-up from Conniff. Broussard was next. He popped out. So the Rafters are up 9-4. 4 runs.